Incidentally, I have a system, a very wonderful system, for applying this philosophy in my own life, and I think you'll be interested in knowing what this system is. And you may want to adopt it or some portions of it. It's not accidental that at the age of 81 I have the health that I have. I'm in good trim mentally and physically. It's not accidental. It's not accidental that I have, materially speaking, everything in this world that I need and have it in abundance. And if I needed more, all I have to do is reach out my hands and close my hands when it comes in, because I've already earned it. That's not accidental. It came about as a result of a system that I have of dealing with Napoleon Hill. And I want to tell you, he's been the hardest rascal to deal with that I've ever had in my life. I literally had to build him over. And I think if you'll be honest with yourself, you'll find the same thing in your case. Your hardest problem is to get yourself under control and to keep yourself under control. Well, before I tell you what my system is, I want to tell you about one of the most interesting mastermind allies that I had. His name was Dr. Elmer R. Gates of Chevy Chase, Maryland. Andrew Carnegie knew about Dr. Gates and about his marvelous system of drawing upon the invisible powers of the universe. And he sent me to see Dr. Gates with a letter of introduction. When I got there, I presented my letter, and his secretary said, "Well, I'm sorry, but Dr. Gates is not available for the next 3 hours. He's now sitting for ideas." I said, "I beg your pardon. He is now sitting for ideas." I said, "Where is he sitting?" I looked around. Well, she said, only Dr. Gates would be able to answer that one. He has a secret room into which he disappears when he wants to sit for ideas. You can come back within 3 hours, or you can wait if you like. I said, "I'm going to wait. I don't want to get out of this place until I see Dr. Gates." In about 2 hours and a half, he came out, and I told him about my conversation with his secretary. He said, "Would you like to see where I sit for ideas?" I said, "I certainly would." And he took me back into a room about 12 by 12. The walls had been insulated to cut out all sound. There was nothing in that room but a table against the wall, and over the table an electric switch. On the table, a bunch of scratch pads and some pencils. And he explained to me that when he... And by the way, he was a great inventor, a great scientist. When he wanted to solve a problem and there was an unknown quantity X that he hadn't found, he goes into his concentration room, shuts off the lights, shuts off the sound, and concentrates his mind upon that which he wants. And sometimes he gets the answer within a matter of minutes, sometimes in a matter of hours, and once in a while not at all. Sitting for ideas, letting his subconscious mind contact him with the source of knowledge necessary to give him the answer to his problem. And by that method, he created over 250 inventions which have been registered in the Patent Office of the United States. I became intrigued by Dr. Gates's experiment because if he had not been a man of great achievement, I would have written him off as a long-haired nut, as we sometimes call him. But there was a man of great achievement, and I can always learn from the man who has done more than I have in life. I started to study this subject of ESP, and I came up with a system of my own, which I would now like to describe for you. First of all, I created these invisible entities. I call them my invisible guides. Each one assigned to do for me automatically, night and day, a job that I need to have done in order to carry out my objective in life. And the number one of these invisible guides is the guide to sound physical health. Now, his job is to keep my body eternally in good shape. The moment I lay the carcass down at night and go to sleep, he goes to work on me. And when I get up in the morning, I feel like $1 million, or maybe 2 or 3 million, depending on what I'm thinking about. I shouldn't go into any detail as to whether or not he's doing a good job. You can take a look at me and come in contact with him and make your own decision. When I tell you that I've only been sick once in my life, really sick, you know that I have had an unusual system to keep well. If all the doctors had to depend upon men like myself, believe you me, they'd have to change their profession. They certainly would. Well, number two is the guide to financial prosperity. And he has put me in a position where I don't need anything at all of a material nature that I can't buy. I don't have any debts. I don't have any mortgages on our home. I don't have any mortgages on our car. I don't buy cars or anything else on installment plan. We have funds, well, in so many different institutions, I wouldn't be able to name all of them. We're not as rich as Carnegie, but we're as rich as we need to be. We have enough absolute security in old age, which gives you a wonderful feeling to know that as old age comes along, you don't have to go to the poorhouse or depend upon relatives. So the Guide to Financial Prosperity is doing all right. And number three is the Guide to Peace of Mind. Now, his job is to keep my mind eternally free from all of the causes and the effects of fear and worry. You know, fear and worry kills off more talented people and untalented people than all the other subjects combined in all probability. Fear and worry. I don't have any fears. I used to have a flock of them before I adopted the system, but I don't have them anymore. They're all gone. And the next two are twins. They are the guides to hope and faith. They give me hope for what's going to happen to me in the future in connection with my aims and purposes. And backing up that hope, the faith in my ability to do it. And I want to tell you that they're doing a good job. My hopes are not just a matter of reaching up in thin air and pulling down something that I'd like to do, but I have not only backed up those hopes with faith, but you who come in contact closely with us here can see that we have a very close-knit, well-organized plan, and we're carrying out that plan, and you're becoming a part of it. You're becoming a very powerful and important part of that plan. And the next two are also twins. They are the guides to love and romance. And when I speak of love, I speak of that great emotion in its widest and broadest and most divine application. Love and romance. I can find romance out of everything that crosses my path, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant. If it's unpleasant, I romance the idea that I'll find that seed of the equivalent benefit and I'll make use of it.